it's been great. I mean, it's been great to put a lot of faces to names and a lot of faces to the voice that I've been talking to. I've talked to a lot of them over the phone. So, you know what I mean? It's been great to finally get to meet them and get here and start working with them.
After your road to the NFL, what does it feel like emotionally to finally be here at your first training camp?
It's great. It's amazing. I've always dreamed of this, you know what I mean, as a kid, watching football, I mean, playing football in high school and in college, to finally get to this level, and now it's here. It's surreal.
When you were making your decision, what was attractive about the Eagles?
Attractive about the Eagles is they had a lot to offer, and, you know, I mean, the coaches were really enthusiastic with me being here, you know. It felt like they wanted me here, and my agent felt the same way, so, I mean, it was an easy decision to get here.
What's going on in there?
A lot of moving around, a lot of tests to get done. That's really it, just making sure that I'm healthy and everybody's ready to play football.
At the weigh-in, what did you weigh in at?
Weighing at about 339, 338.
Is that what you normally would like to play at?
Yeah, that's my normal playing weight, right around there, yeah.
How disappointing was it that the NCAA didn't rule in your favor?
At the time, it was very disappointing, you know. It was really disappointing to not being able to play college football, because up until about the first week of July, I was training to be a college athlete. I was ready to be a Stony Brook athlete, a Seawolf, but, you know, things had to change. You know, I mean, I let God take the wheel, and I just kept it moving, and now I'm ready to play professional football.
Do you feel like if you had a chance to be a senior, you could have, A, improved your game, B, improved your draft stock? I mean, did you get robbed of something here in their decision?
Of course. You know, I mean, I would have been able to improve my draft stock as well, but I feel like everything happens for a reason. I'm here because, I mean, it was part of God's plan for me to be here, so now I'm just ready to play football.
So at what point did your frame of reference change to think you play in the NFL? Was it after the ruling?
I mean, it was after the ruling, but as soon as time began to shrink down for me, that I had to make a decision quickly, I realized that, you know, I have to change my mind frame. I have to quickly, you know, I mean, be ready and grow up and become an adult and be ready to play professional football.
You feel like you're ready to contribute in year one, or do you view year one as kind of a learning process to learn the ropes going forward?
Well, I feel no matter what, as long as you're here, you're always here to contribute. So I feel like I'm ready to contribute and learn as well as I'm going along. So.
How many teams have you heard from before deciding on?
Before this, six or seven teams before I decided on choosing the Eagles.
And what happened at Pitt? How long were you there, and were you part of the program? Or?
I wasn't at Pitt main campus. I was at Pitt Titusville. Okay. It's a satellite campus about an hour outside of Pitt main campus, and there was no football team there, so I wasn't a part of any program. I was just there for an education.
Were the Steelers, were they one of the teams interested? Or?
Yeah, the Steelers were one of the teams interested.
Were they a finalist? Or?
No, they were not a finalist.
So you weren't even aiming to be a football player when you started your college career?
When I started my college career, no, I was not. I was going in there to start pre-law, but sitting at home and watching college teams play and kids from high schools that I played against, watching them play, it really drove me to maybe I do have some more I can contribute to the field, and maybe I could keep playing football.
So when you got out of high school, you basically wanted to go to the best school for an education, and football wasn't even on your radar?
It wasn't the best school. It was the only school, because at the time, I was hoping that I got recruited out of high school, but I did not. Hmm. Did not get recruited for football out of high school. So I just went to the first university that accepted me just so I can start my career or start, you know, in college, but I really wanted to keep it going, and I wanted to keep working, and that's why I went to Stony Brook.
Surprising.